There is this great line in The Dark Knight, which is the second of the three movies of the newer Batman series, and certainly needs to be recommended for children of a more adult age. The language is rather crude. Having said that, The Dark Knight and really all of Nolan's films, who is the writer of that series, has amazing moral themes. And then at the end of the movie, you have the Joker, who we know is Batman's greatest enemy, and you have Batman on top of a steel structure of a tower being built, and Joker is hanging there upside down. And they're having this dialogue at the end of the movie, and seemingly Joker is caught now, and Batman has quote-unquote won. And the Joker says to Batman, because the Joker knew that he got Batman. Because what did Batman start doing in the second movie? We don't need to go into it, but he started doing evil for the sake of good. He started doing evil for the sake of good, which is never a good thing. The end never justifies the means. You can never steal to feed the poor. The church would teach against that. We wouldn't steal to feed the poor. Likewise, to catch an enemy, you don't kill. And the Batman started doing that. And the Joker knew that. But the Joker, being absolutely crazy and being very evil in that movie, says to Batman, he says, madness is like gravity. All it needs is a little push. Madness is like gravity. All it needs is a little push. Now, certainly, I'm not comparing the character of the Joker or Batman to God. But that principle is the principle that defines our relationship with God. God creates us. He gives us life. He is the first one to act. He gives us life. He's always one step ahead of us. But after that, it's up to us, right, to overcome the mentality that we will just fall into heaven, that heaven is ours, we've earned it, we need it. None of that is true. Heaven is a gift, and it only becomes our gift when we push God the way we need him to go. We celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent today. In 10 more days, we enter the three holiest days of the year. In 10 days, Lent concludes. Holy Thursday and the sacred Triduum begins. And Easter is upon us. The same attitude that we should carry today is the same attitude we should have had at Ash Wednesday. And it's the same truth of the gospel today. The scribes and the Pharisees pushed Jesus, but for the wrong reasons. To catch him, to make a mistake, to embarrass him. The sinful woman caught in the very act of adultery. Can you imagine that? In the very act she was caught. Brought before Jesus, God, embarrassed. And she did something. She looked so remorseful. She looked so guilty, if it were. That was enough to push Jesus to forgive her. And she walked away following him. And we believe entered heaven. If we haven't done so in the past 30 days, we have 10 days remaining to give God that push, so that we can have the grace we need to spend Lent in the way we're supposed to. It is only a movie and certainly not real life, but that line is very accurate. That Joker being a madman, he is crazy, he's insane. He knew that madness, craziness, if you give it a little push, that's all it needs. And for those of us familiar with the movie of The Dark Knight, Joker gets crazier and crazier as the movie goes on. more people begin to die. And the same with Batman. But that line, madness is like gravity. We know gravity. You push a brick off of a 1,000-foot building, with a little push of an inch, it drops 1,000 feet. 1 inch push drops 1,000 feet. Madness is like gravity. All it needs is a little push. God's grace, friends, is like gravity. It just needs a little push. But you see, God can't forgive you if you don't go to confession. You can't receive the Eucharist if you don't come to church on Sundays. You won't know who Jesus is if you don't pray every day. So there's always some action on our part that God needs us for to give us what we need. And Lent is a time of 40 days, a holy 40 days, when that happens. There was something that this woman did above and beyond her 3 words in response, "No one, sir." There was something she did in front of our Lord to give him that little push. And she was that much closer to him. We have 10 days to give that push to God. Let's do it well.